Welcome to From the Archives, the podcast that revives some of the most remarkable reports from NHPR history. I'm Eric Larrabee. As NHPR's archive intern this summer, my primary responsibility has been to listen back to some of the station's oldest audio. I take copious notes about the stories I hear, and when I find one especially interesting, it gets shared on our blog. I've heard that a lot this summer. That's the theme music for New Hampshire Daily, a 30-minute afternoon news show that ran on NHPR Mondays through Fridays during the 1980s and 90s. It was a magazine-style show that covered a wide variety of topics, sort of a local version of NPR's All Things Considered. All the stories that you've seen on our blog this summer have been courtesy of New Hampshire Daily, from profiles of authors and artists to in-depth coverage of environmental and educational issues. One of the main players was then NHPR news director and host of the show, Martin Murray.
On today's program, state revenues are not as high as anticipated. Today, the governor ordered spending freezes in a number of areas and is warning state agencies that further cuts may be necessary. Robbie Honig talks with a UNH professor who is studying the world's great revolutions. We'll check in with John Harrigan in the
As North my country. Internship has progressed, Martin Murray and New Hampshire Daily have been my guides through a specific period of New Hampshire history. Most of the archive episodes I've sorted through are from 1988 to 1990, years when I was just a toddler living with my parents in Manchester. It's been fascinating to learn about the headlines from that era, and it's been surprising to find out that some of the most common stories from those years, political partisanship and budget crises, to name two, mirror some of the same stories that still dominate the news today. For more insight, I'm honored to introduce the former host of New Hampshire Daily, who now joins me in studio, Martin Murray. Thanks very much for taking the time to be here today.
Hey, Eric. I'm really pleased to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Of course. Right off the bat, I want to ask, have you had a chance to look over any of the old stories that we've run on the blog this summer? Any thoughts or recollections that come to mind about those?
Yeah, you know, I did, and I really enjoyed it. Took me back a lot of familiar voices, if you will. Certainly a couple of stories that, you know, took me back a ways, Eric, but the voices more so. You know, I worked with some tremendous people here at what was WEVO and then New Hampshire Public Radio, and hearing those voices was a real treat. So some very talented people have come through the doors of New Hampshire Public Radio, and certainly your blog kind of exposed that, and I'm glad it did.
Yeah. Okay, let's rewind a little bit. How did you first get involved with NHPR and New Hampshire Daily?
Yeah, interesting story, at least to me. I guess I was actually working at a public TV and radio station in Binghamton, New York, WSKG. Moved to New Hampshire because my wife actually got a promotion with the company that she was with that was home-based here in New Hampshire. So I actually came here with no job, but the timing was fortuitous because Bill Boynton had just left WEVO. So Jim Van Dungen was the news director here, and Jim was looking for a replacement for Bill Boynton. And Bill had been the morning edition anchor as well as a reporter when he got off the morning edition shift. And that's one of the jobs that I had done in radio in Binghamton. So the timing was just purely coincidental, but it was a good match.
So you came in originally as a morning edition host. How did New Hampshire Daily get started?
Yeah, when Jim Van Dungen was the news director, and he worked with me from about March of 88 when I came till the summer of 88. Jim had actually begun New Hampshire Daily back in 1985, and one of his area of focus, was to produce exactly that, a news magazine-type format program that would provide more than the usual amount of news. So that was really his – he really is the guy that was behind New Hampshire Daily at its inception. I came along and picked up the pieces, and we tweaked it a little bit. But Jim and Bill and Sarah and some others had actually had this thing going for a couple of years beginning in 1985.
Great. You've mentioned you know, the great rapport you had with your colleagues and some of those memories. Did you have any favorite memories from your time as the host? Any special interviews or guests or stories that you worked on that you remember?
Yeah, I think I do, Eric. We did New Hampshire Daily at 4:30. And back then, we were on your previous studio, which was on North Main Street in Concord. This particular day was in the leading up to the primary election, and Bill Clinton, who came in second in that election, was making that last-minute run around the entire state. And one of the last spots that he hit was talking live on New Hampshire Daily. And we extended the show from 4 to 5, so we had an entire hour to fill. And, of course, he didn't show up till like 4:15. So he was a little late. And we just, you know, we filled in with some stories. And what I got a couple of memories burned into my brain of that hour. One of them was Hillary, who was in the hallway outside. And she was just delightful. And she had a wonderful smile on her face. And I still remember her, you know, looking up and into our studio and looking back how young she was, and we all were, but that was one image. The other image was President Clinton was sitting adjacent to me in the studio. We had like a round table, and George Stephanopoulos was in between him and me. And what I remember from that, Eric, was here I am, just the, you know, the hick news anchor from New Hampshire, interviewing the potential president. And, of course, all eyes were on Bill Clinton at this time. There was a lot of issues going on. So we had lots of questions, and the listeners did, too, because we had actually made it a live call-in program. What I remember, though, that was funny was George Stephanopoulos, throughout the almost the entire interview, would write things on a piece of paper and hand them over to President Clinton, well, candidate Clinton at that time. So that was kind of my first introduction to, you know, how things are done behind the scenes with some of these really freewheeling elections. Was, you know, they had a plan, I think, and George was thinking, you know, two or three steps ahead of everything in terms of the big picture. I never got one of those slips of paper to see what was actually written on them, but that was how it was done. I still have that memory of George scribbling on a piece of paper and shoving it over to Bill as he responded to a question or comment.
Wow. I thought you were going to say that he was sliding questions over to you, feeding you questions.
No, none of that. None of that.
You had mentioned the old NHPR station on Pleasant Street, is that right?
Well, that's where I started. I had mentioned North Main Street, actually, but everyone has stories, I think, about the studio on Pleasant Street. You probably heard about the smallest elevator in the world.
I haven't, but yeah, can you comment on what the studio and what the working space was like
for you,
and then compared to what, you know, what the station's like today?
There is absolutely no comparison. The difference is stark. Does not adequately cover it. I'm not sure what adjective to use. On Pleasant Street, we had two floors of a three-floor building with a satellite dish on top that we would occasionally have to go up and shovel snow out of. But the production studio was no bigger than probably the closet you have at home, and we would have a reel-to-reel machine, and we would edit our stories the old-fashioned way. We would mark it with a pencil, and we would use a razor blade to cut the tape, and we would use the tape to the sticky tape to put it together, and that's how it was done. It wasn't until quite late in my tenure that we began to get some dual channel recorders and players that we could begin to mix some sound. So it was a bit primitive. This is just a different world.
Martin Murray is the former host of New Hampshire Daily and currently the manager for New Hampshire Media Relations for Eversource Energy. Martin, thank you very much for coming in today.
I really enjoyed it, Eric. Thanks for the invitation.
For more archived stories from New Hampshire Daily and beyond, be sure to check out our blog at nhpr.org. I'm Eric Larrabee, and this has been From the Archives. Thanks for listening.